Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Moria, our Philip Meir Chamechel Zichrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. And learning in the shul this week is sponsored both Lulei Nishmas our Philip Meir Chamechel Zichrono Livracha and Sarah Bas Mindel Zichrono Livracha by her family, Dr. and Dr. Wenger. We are in Sefer Tehillim, and today we start Perek Chav Zayin. Perek Chav Zayin is an exciting perek over here. It's probably one of the most exciting parakim and most well-known, because as opposed to the one we learned yesterday, Perek Chav Zayin, as Rav Hirsch points out in his Sefer Tehillim, it expresses the thoughts and attitudes which filled David HaMelech's spirit and guided him throughout his life on earth. However, as opposed to Perek Chav Vav, we spoke about the thoughts and attitudes that form the basic principles of his moral endeavors. Here we're going to talk about those aspects that illuminated and sustained David HaMelech throughout his vicissitudes of life. That is to say, throughout his life he walked with a certain mindset and philosophy, and so he begins, L'David. He begins to for David. Hashem ori v'yishi mimi ira. Hashem is my light and my salvation, so from whom shall I fear? And we know this well, because we say this capital every single day from Rosh Chodesh all the way up until Shmini Atzeres, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Shmini Atzeres. In matters of the spirit, Hashem was David's light. In world affairs, he was David HaMelech's yishi. And that's the way the Ibn Ezra makes the difference. Hashem ma'uz chayai, says Hashem is my stronghold. The Radak explains that when you live inside a fortress, you still have reason to be afraid, because a siege can also kill you from the inside, because you get no provisions. And so therefore, David HaMelech says, Hashem is my os chayai, he may be the stronghold of my life, but from what should I be afraid? And from whom? Mimi efchad. B'krov alai mereim l'cholos b'sari, when my enemies get close to me, to close in on me, Sarai v'oivayli, my tormentors and foes, heima kashlu v'nafalo. They're the ones who are going to fall down. Im tachaneh avay machaneh lo yirali bi. If an encampment were to besiege me, my heart wouldn't be afraid. Im takum alay milchama, if a war would come up, zos, Rashi explains, and the Radak does, that in the knowledge that Hashem is ma'os chayai, ani botech, I would put in my bitachon. And so what should I do? I have but one question from Hashem, and that I will make a request. David HaMelech, the Yalk Shimoni comments that Hashem says to David, you begin by saying, I make one request, and then you made seven. So David HaMelech says, I learned from you, you said, and then you gave them a whole bunch of other mitzvos. So I ask you, isn't that for me supposed to be to learn from you? Some of the mafarshim are quick to point out over here that David HaMelech uses two different styles. He says, sha'alti and avakesh. What's the difference between a sheila and a bakasha? So a sheila, Rav Shavsi Rosenthal Shlita points out in the name of Rav Tzira Rabinowitz, the Kovner Rav, who was the son of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. So he said as follows, he says, a bikush, a sheila is a small thing. A person asks for something small, and a bikush is a large thing. That's when he realizes he's asking for even more than normal. And that's what David HaMelech meant over here when he says, achashualti is shifty beveis Hashem. I want to stay by learning the rest of my life. A davar gadol, a large thing that he's asking is lachzos binam Hashem. That's pretty overwhelming to be able to see and gaze on Hashem. We know that somebody else also made that request. She was a woman who turned around and declared that she wanted nafshi b'sheilasi ve'ami b'bakashasi. I, of course, refer to Esther Amalka, who made her argument in Megillas Esther that she should be able to get her soul, nafshi b'sheilasi, and should be able to get her nation, which is a much bigger request, in her bakasha. And so she turned around and made that request. That said, they quote in the name of the Telzers, in the name of the Telzers, that Osav Akesh, what does it mean? I will ask. I will ask, it says Rav Yosef Saratskin in Sefer Megid Yosef, that this is the story that they tell in the name of Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Bloch and Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, that when Rabbi Eliyahu Meir was young and newly married, and so he went after his marriage to go live by his father-in-law, who was supposed to take care of him. And he would send his father letters constantly about how he missed his yeshiva and how he missed the environment and how he missed this and that. And then after a while he adjusted, or so it sounded, he stopped making those complaints in the letters. And so what happened as a result was, immediately his father said, you must return to yeshiva immediately. And what was the difference? He says, when your person continuously asks, when he's still osav akesh, then there's room to have the hopes for the future. Once he stops, you got to worry that he's assimilating. And so therefore, osav akesh, I'm going to continue to make that request, laksos benoam Hashem, to look towards Hashem, ulevaker beichalo, and also to experience the sense of visiting his heichal. And of course, you need both. You need the ability to feel close by, and you also need the experience of being a visitor. I just came back from a trip to Israel. I walked with an Israeli quite a bit who told me that as he or she walks through Yerushalayim and sees the city of Yerushalayim through the eyes of the tayarim, of the tourists, he sees them very differently than when he sees it himself. And David HaMelech needed to have the excitement of a tayar, but the familiarity of a regular. Kitzbeneni b'sukobi el mar'ah, he shelters me in his booth on the dark days. Yastirena b'seser alo b'tzur yiro memeni, on the day of evil he conceals me in his tent, and he raises me high upon a rock. The sukkah over here is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, or the Ibn Ezra says the city of Yerushalayim, and the rock and the shelter also references to the enemy. The Ata Yorum Roshi Al Oivai Sviv Osai Vezbachcha Lo Zivche Tru Ashir Av Azama La Hashem. Right now, my head is raised above. I'm saved from the mortal danger, says the Radak. And so I will bring you special karbanos in your tent, and I will sing praises to Hashem. Shema Hashem koli akra chaneni v'aneni. So hear my voice as I call out, and show me mercy and answer me. L'cha amar libi bakshu panai. And on your behalf, my heart speaks as your emissary, says Rashi. Seek me. Espanecha Hashem avakesh. So that's why I'm going to seek you. In fulfillment, I went out to seek you. Altaster panecha mimeni. So don't hide your face from me. Right? Altat be'af avdecha ezrasi aisha altecheni ve'altazveni elokeishi. I want you not to be inclined to anger against me. You came to my assistance. Don't forget about me. Don't leave me. Don't let me not become mired in olam hazeh. The mafarshim are quick to point out that David HaMelech had that problem. He spent all day involved in business. He should just understand that when a person is involved all the time, he needs time to find Hashem, and that's what David HaMelech is asking over here. And so he says, "Ki avivi mi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni." Even after conception, parents are oblivious to the embryo. Hashem looks at the after it, says Rashi, and or the Radak says, you took care of all my needs ever since I left my parents' house. You continue to go ahead. So Hareini Hashem Darkecha, Unecheini Barach Mishor Laman Shorai, teach me your way and lead me on the straight path because of those who scrutinize me. Don't subject me to the aspirations of my tormentors. In other words, the wars and the other worldly concerns should prevent me from dedicating myself to you. Because there are false witnesses who say that I'm evil and bloodthirsty and I have no chelik in olam haba, but you don't let me get trapped up for them. Kaviyal Hashem. But give hope to Hashem, be strong, and He'll give you courage. And He gives you the ability to go ahead and have more strength. In other words, whenever David HaMelech would feel this resolve weakening in front of his enemies, he would say this pasuk over and over: Chazak, Kavi Al Hashem, Chazak V'Ameitz Libecha, Kavi Al Hashem. Rashi adds in that if your tefillah is not answered, don't give up. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day, and keep trying to find Hashem in every single day, in every single way.